Pious deeds, pious deeds, pious deeds, pious deeds. Oh, bless us with pious deeds, with pious deeds.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'auzu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, welcome to a brand new silsila. And this silsila which we bring to you, it's regarding pious deeds. Pious deeds, those actions which we can do and gain so much reward through them, inshallah, we'll be talking about them in our silsila, pious deeds, inshallah, and we'll be touching upon different actions. And inshallah, the topic of our silsila today is intentions. Continue to watch towards the end, inshallah, you will benefit from this. Why? Intention is a huge topic. Those who will watch this silsila, inshallah, you will benefit from this, that where we are lacking of making intentions. But before going on to our topic, let's listen to a fazila, a benefit of reciting salutation, peace and blessings upon the best of mankind, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The great Mujaddid, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi, he writes in his book, Fatawa Rizviya, volume 23, on page 122. Ala Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi writes that Sayyidina Abu Muwahib rahmatullah alayhi, he said that I saw the beloved and the blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in my dream. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to me, you will intercede for 100,000 people on the Day of Judgment. I asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, how did I gain such a great status? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, because you recite salat and send its reward to me. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So my dear viewers, that how can we send the reward into the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when we are sending peace and blessings upon him? In order to send reward, just make an intention in the heart and send its reward of that salatu nabi, of that peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, it will reach the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you can do this either before doing that action, or as you are about to do that action, you can do it as well. Or when you have done that action, you can also say that I make this intention to send this reward into the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to, whenever we do any good actions or whenever we recite salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to send its reward into the blessed court of the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So my dear viewers, today our topic is intentions. So this is, you can say, when we are talking about pious deeds, when we are talking about good actions, this is one of the first actions which we should be involved in, that involving ourselves in making righteous intention, in making good intentions before doing that action. And there is a unique story in related to this which I want to share with you. And an Ajami, a non-Arab person, he was passing by a group of people, and this group of people, they were making jokes and teasing each other. This Ajami, this non-Arab, because he couldn't understand what they are saying, he couldn't understand the Arabic language, he thought that they were involved in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he thought that they were involved in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also started to, whatever they were saying, whatever they were uttering, he started to say that as well. He started to utter that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave that Ajami, that non-Arab person, because of this good intention. He only made an intention in his heart to act upon an action which he didn't know that what they were saying, what they were reciting, and he did that because they thought that they were doing the zikr of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of this person's intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. Subhanallah azza wa jal. How beautiful intentions are, that a person can be given, even that he's made an intention of doing an action which is not even a rewardable action, but his intention in the heart was that I'm doing this for the zikr of Allah, and he's gained such a reward. we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to make good intentions. And alhamdulillah, my dear viewers, we from very long time in our lives, we might be hearing this very famous hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this hadith is, إِنَّمَا الْعَامَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Deeds depend upon intentions. And this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon that our deeds depend upon our intentions. It's so unique and so beautiful that Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has put this in his authentic book, Sahih al-Bukhari, the first hadith in this book. And also Imam Muslim and many other great scholars of hadith, they have quoted this very same hadith, which is narrated by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this uniqueness of this hadith, and some of the scholars mentioned why this hadith was mentioned first, is why? Because all our actions are based upon our intentions. So whatever intentions we will make, this is what we will, the reward we will get. And it's mentioned, actions are judged by the intentions. So each man will receive what he has intended for. So whatever actions, whatever intentions we'll make, we will receive that reward. And I can give you an example of that. Sometimes you can get two people doing the same action. If you take Salah for an example, two people are reading Salah, praying together right next to each other. They might be dressed the same. They might be looking the same. They are both reading Salah. Whereas one person can be getting so much reward from it. He can be getting so much ajr from that action of his Salah. And the other person, he could be entitled of punishment. Why? Because on the basis of his intention. And the person who is getting reward, who is getting ajr, he's doing it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other hand, the other person who might be performing namaz, who might be performing salah, he is doing it to show people that I am someone who performs namaz. And he might be extending his sujood, his ruku, his prostrations, to show that he is someone who is pious. Although that same person might perform namaz at home, the state he might be performing namaz at home, he might be rushing it, he might be reading it quick. When he's in front of people, he's slowing his speed down, he's spending a lot more time in sajda. Why? Because other people are watching him. And that type of prayer, my dear viewers, is not for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? It's clearly that you're doing it for the pleasure of people. So when we perform our ibadat for the sake of people, for ri'ah, that is not something which will be rewarded for. It is actually something which will be thrown back at our faces. It will be something we might be entitled for the punishment of the fire of hell. Why? Because it is not done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can conclude this with all our actions. Any actions which we are doing today, if them actions are for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is a reward for that. And if them actions are to show people or to make ourselves look big, or if them actions are bringing us towards making us think that we are better than others, it could be that them actions might lead us to the fire of hell. So dear viewers, whenever we make intentions to do any good action, focus upon that intention. Why we are doing this? Are we doing this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are we doing this for pleasure of showing people, for to make others happy? And a lot of the times you'll find that we'll do so many good actions, but it always comes down to our intention. Why we are doing this action? Is it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it for the pleasure of people? Today, so many people give charities, give sadaqah. And what do you find them doing? They may opening, announcing it. And because we are in the time of social media, you find many people are posting their good actions on social media. And a lot of the time, it could be that they might have a sincere intention, but a lot of the time it is very difficult to perform good actions and post them on social media, and there is sincerity behind it, that this action is done just for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's something, my dear viewers, which we need to be focusing upon, why we are doing that action. If it's for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is it for the pleasure of people? And like this, if you start to go through each and every individual actions of yours, and then try to ponder over them, that why you are doing them actions, and from the morning till the night, all those good actions you've done, just sit and focus for a minute and think for a moment that I did this today, I did this good action today, I did this good action today. Why did I do it? What was my intention behind it? And sometimes we do actions, but there is no intention behind that action. And what happens is, when there's no intention behind that action, there is no reward gained from that. So dear viewers, it's very, very important that we focus upon our intentions. And what is intentions? As some of you might be thinking, he's talking about intention. What is intention? Intention refers to firm willingness of the heart to do any sort of act. Basically, by Sharia, the intention of worship is called intentions. So action which is done for the intention of worship is called intention. And that action which is done from the depths of the heart, this is also intention as well. So dear viewers, when we make an intention and it's firmly from the heart, a lot of times you might be thinking, some people will think that we have to make, when we make an intention, we have to say it with our tongue. It's not necessarily we say with our tongue. If someone makes an intention and he says it with his tongue, this is good, this is better. But if someone doesn't make an intention with his tongue, but the intention is with the heart, this is accepted. And sometimes it could be the person doesn't have an intention with the heart, but he's saying, he's making the intention with his tongue, then that type of intention won't be accepted. Because intention is related with the heart. And this, it is the heart which we need to focus upon. What is our heart attached towards? Is our heart attached towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is our heart attached towards the pleasure of people or to please others? This is something which we need to focus upon. And this heart is a very unique organ of the body. And this is something, it is stated in the hadith that in the body, there is a piece of flesh. If it is sound, the whole body is sound. And if it is corrupt, the whole body is corrupt. Truly, it is the heart. So dear viewers, if this heart is true, if this heart is sound, if this heart is good, we've got good intentions in the heart, then inshallah, that way we will benefit and we will gain reward from. But if it is the heart, there is hatred, there is in our hearts, there is riya, there is ostentation, we're doing things to show people, then obviously we won't be getting that reward. And it's important that we build this type of, we strengthen our heart in this way, that when we are doing things from our bottom of our heart, we're doing it just for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes it's not easy to have this intention from the bottom of our heart. This will might take time. It will take time to build this type of intention. It will make time to strengthen your heart in this way. But we should not give up. We need to continue working and focusing upon our hearts. Why we are doing this? Why we are doing this? When you are giving sadaqah in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why you are doing this? Are you doing this for the pleasure of people? Why are you doing this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to be focusing when we are reading our prayers. Why we are doing this? Are we doing it for the sake of people? Or are we doing this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In the same way, if you look at other actions which we do in our daily lives, are we doing them? What are we doing them for? Are we doing them for the pleasure of Allah? Are we doing them for the pleasure of people? And if we are doing them for the pleasure of people, then we need to change that intention from our hearts. We need to build that intention toward the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes we might need to take ourselves out of that environment where people are around, or where people are seeing our actions. Or might not, you know, it's probably better not to be posting our actions on social media so people are seeing this, and rather doing these actions in the loneliness of our rooms, in the loneliness of our homes, in the depths of the night, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the depths of night, doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hiding our actions. And if you look at the lives of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many times they would hide their actions in this way, and they would hide their actions even from their own family members. It is mentioned regarding one saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is this pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would continue to fast throughout his life for many years of his life, yet his own family members, they were unaware of him keeping a fast. He would eat in the morning and would keep a fast, and the food he would get in the day, he would go and he would give it out in the poor, and as he would go to work, he would give it out to the poor. And at night when he would come home, he would open the fast with food which was made at home. This, and he spent many years of his life fasting like this, yet his own family members were unaware. And this was the sincerity of the intentions of these people. When they were doing an action, they were doing it truly for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't have the pleasure of people in their hearts to the extent they didn't want anyone want to please their family, or they didn't want to even show their family that they are doing this action. And this is how they concealed their good actions and their good deeds. And this is something which we need to focus upon in our time today. We need to be hiding our actions from people so that they can be done truly and just for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, when we will learn to hide our actions in this day, I'm not talking about the faraiz, the obligatory things, those which we need to be doing openly, we should be doing them openly so that people don't fall into the category of thinking that we are not acting upon the deen or we're not acting upon the faraiz. I'm talking about nawafil sadaqah, giving charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is optional to do them hiddenly. So people are, and if we know regarding some of the great leaders of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, how they would hiddenly do their actions in the night. They would go and give food. One Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala, Amirul Mu'mineen, he's the leader of the believers, commanders of the faithful. Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, at night he would go and he would serve an old woman who was blind, and he would do all the housework and he would leave. She did not even know that who this person was, who would come to clean his house, who would come to make food for her, who would come to do things for her. She was unaware of this action. These were the great people of Islam. Sayyidina Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu also concealed his good actions in this way. My dear viewers, we should try, if we want to be strong on our intentions, we need to be hiding our good deeds in this way. And inshallah, we will become strong and on our actions. My dear viewers, sometimes making the intention is very, very difficult. And what we'll find is that it's hard to make intention. If you just focus upon all the good actions you've done today, and just think, before all these good actions, how many of them did you make a good intention? You'll find that we've probably done so many good actions, but before them, we didn't even make a good intention. And this making of good intention sometimes can be very difficult. The one pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, it is easier for us to be whipped on our backs than to make a good intention. This is how difficult it is to make good intention. This is the pious people's thinking. It's easier to be whipped on our backs than you can bear the whips on your back, rather than to be able to make good intention. This is how difficult it is. And it can be difficult at time, my dear viewers. But inshallah, when we will work on this, when we will focus on this, when we will continue to make these intentions, inshallah, we might fail to make them at times. Then we'll have to remind ourselves, and then we'll have to go back and do that same action again and make another good intention, inshallah. And you'll find that the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would do this at times. They've done an action. The great Sheikh of our time, Sheikh Tariqat Amil Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Alaliyah, many times he's mentioned that he's done a pacific action, and then he goes back and he does the same action again. When he was asked regarding why he did that same action again, he said that because first time round I didn't make the intention of that action, and now I've gone back and I made the intention of now doing it again. And you find some of the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would do their actions in this way. Some have been mentioned that they would enter into a masjid without making intention and go back out and make the intention and re-enter into the masjid in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear viewers, we need to be focusing upon our actions in this way. If we fail to make an intention, then always go back and try to redo that action with a good intention. For example, you just tied an imamah upon your head. You didn't make an intention for it. Now what would you do? You untie it and then make an intention again and retie that imamah again. Inshallah, by doing this, you will be able to focus and able to build upon your intentions as well. And dear viewers, where should be starting with our intentions? A lot of the times we think, how do we get into this habit of intention? The thing is, as soon as we get up in the morning, as soon as we start doing a single action, start focusing upon your intentions for that whole day. It could be that a person gets up in the morning, and when he gets up in the morning, he goes and has a shower. Now just focus. Why am I having a shower? Why am I having a bath? What was my intention behind this? Because a lot of these actions are mubah. These are actions where there's no reward, there is no punishment. We are doing these so many actions in our lives we do that there's no reward for it, there's no punishment for it. And upon these actions, there will be accountability. But when we change that action by making a good intention before it, for example, you are having a shower in the morning. Every morning you're having a shower, but you make an intention that I'm having a shower so I can be fresh, so I can do the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can read my Salat al-Fajr, and you know, I can read Ishraq, I can read Jash. What we have done is with that shower which you normally would have, now you made a good intention before it, you will be starting getting reward upon that action. In the same way, my dear viewers, you know, if a person is having a shower, he can make other intentions. For example, even if he makes an intention, I want to become fresh so I can earn a halal sustenance, I can earn a halal risk, then inshallah, by you having that shower and with that intention, you'll be rewarded as well. If someone does the intention that he's having a shower so he can be fresh, that he can serve his parents, that shower will become a means of reward. And I'm hoping that you're understanding what I'm trying to say about making intentions over mubah actions. Actions which are permissible, there's no reward for it, there's no punishment for it. But it's because of our intentions which we have made, inshallah, we were able to gain that reward for that, inshallah. And also, you know, when you've done one action, for example, someone's had a shower. And what do we normally do after having a shower? We will oil our hair, we will oil our beard. What was our intention behind oiling our hair, oiling our beard? A lot of the times it's maybe to make our hair look shiny and to look good. And if we made the intention that we oiling our hair, why? To fulfill a sunnah of the beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would oil his blessed head. He would oil his blessed beard. We oil our hair because of this, inshallah, there'll be reward for this as well, inshallah. And also you can make another intention upon this, that once you've oiled your hair, you can make what do we do next? We comb our beard, we comb our hair. Now if you make the intention, I'm fulfilling another sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by combing my hair. And if you're parting the hair from the center, if normally we will comb our hair, flicking them back or in other ways, but if you make an intention to part it from the center with the intention of fulfilling a sunnah, we'll be rewarded for this as well. And these are like just intentions which we are making from the morning as we got up, and just continue on with them intentions, the actions which we are doing from morning. No, and from that, after what we've come out of our shower, we've oiled our hair, and sometimes, alhamdulillah, those who are fortunate, they will be tying an imamah. And alhamdulillah, if we make a sunnah that to tie a piece of cloth underneath the hat and underneath the imamah, this piece of cloth is also a sunnah to tie underneath the hat and the imamah, because after oiling the hair. So if one makes the intention, I'm going to tie this cloth to fulfill a sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you'll get the reward in tying the imamah to act upon the sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These again, all are means of reward. Then after that, normally we will apply some ithar, some fragrance. This is a very situation where our intentions towards people is well. A lot of times when we put ithar on, a perfume on, a good smell, a good fragrance, what do we do it for? So someone asks, oh, which perfume is this? What perfume you got on? What ithar have you got on? But if our intention is that I'm putting this on to fulfill a sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. My dear viewers, how you will able to do this is when you will, at that time, you will stop. And you will focus for a moment. I'm going to put ithar on. Why am I putting ithar on? Because this is a sunnah of the words. And at the same time, you can make intention, I'm going to read Bismillah Sharif. Alhamdulillah, same time when you're oiling your hair, if you made the intention, I'm going to read Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Inshallah, that oiling the hair will be a means of reward. The putting of the perfume will be a means of reward. Inshallah, like this, if a person continues to make intention upon each and every action of his day, he's eating food. Why is he eating food? If he's to fulfill his desires, then there's no reward. But if he's saying that he's making an intention that I'm eating food to gain strength so that I can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm eating food to gain strength that I can earn a halal sustenance, a halal risk, then that food will be a means of reward for you as well, my dear viewers. So like this, throughout our day, other actions which we are doing, someone makes an intention before leaving his home. If I find anything on the pathway, I will remove it. If that thing is going to cause harm, but to a Muslim, I'm going to remove it with this intention, inshallah, you'll be rewarded this one. So dear viewers, these are some of the intentions we can make upon few actions. There's obviously, then when you're going to the masjid, there are numerous intentions which we can make. When someone is wearing shoes on, you can make an intention. When someone is wearing clothes on, you can make an intention. When it's with every action of ours, someone's drinking water, you can make an intention. Someone is going to the masjid, he can make an intention. Someone's coming back from the masjid, he can make an intention. Whereas probably we will make one intention for an action. But if we were to focus upon that one action and then think that we could gain a lot more reward upon this, and the more intentions you will make, inshallah, the more reward you will able to attain. And there are many hadith in related to making intentions. It is mentioned in hadith that a good intention leads a banished man to heaven. So when we will make a good intention, this will be a means of us entering into heaven. And it also is mentioned that a Muslim's intention is better than his actions. So if we are making good intention, inshallah, this will be greater than our actions as well. And this is something which we need to focus upon. It's also mentioned in hadith that whoever intends to do good deed and fails to do it, then one good deed is recorded for him. A person, he makes an intention of doing good, but he fails to do it. Still, there is a good deed written for him. Subhanallah. So my dear viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, try to make good intentions for the, and so to able to gain reward, able to gain the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, this good intention will be the means of our forgiveness. This good intention will be the means of us being successful in the world and also the hereafter. And we make dua into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to focus and make good intentions. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By his deeds, by his deeds, by his deeds.